Right there. Ta-da! Now, does anybody know what this costume is? Oh? No, oh, close. No, not quite. Emmett? Yeah, I'll tell you. Go on. Ah, oh, it's close. I don't know where this comes from. I'm a judge. Does that sound familiar to anyone? A judge. So if you do something wrong and you have to go before a judge and they decide whether you're guilty or not guilty, whether you've done it or not, so whether you're good or bad, a little bit really. In fact, let's judge Caroline. Caroline, get up here. And the judge goes like this. They go, order, order. They say weird stuff and they wear weird hats like this. So when you see me like this, I'm talking about being a judge, okay? So what do we reckon? Hands up, anyone. What do we reckon Caroline's done wrong? Yes, mate. She's still Grand Theft Auto. Great. Gone in the deep end on that. Grand Theft Auto. Do we reckon she did it?
Yeah.
Oh, most of you, I think that's overwhelmingly no. You think that she didn't. So, but regardless of what you say, it's my job as judge to decide whether Caroline is guilty or not guilty. So I say, guilty as charged. Early to bed for you, madam. Now, we've been learning a lot, haven't we, about Jesus this week? And I'm going to judge you now and see whether you guys can remember what we've been learning. Can anybody remember what we learned on day one? Oh, it was 2 days ago, wasn't it? Reuben, go on.
That Jesus rode on the donkey into Jerusalem.
Yes, and he did that because he was the
king.
Yes, mate. He was the king. We learned that Jesus was the king. And that to run God's race, and when we're talking about running God's race, that's our way of talking about living with God. To run God's race, we need to run it with Jesus as our king. Well done. Can anyone remember, judge position again, what we learned about on day two, yesterday? Tricky. Oh, yeah. Spot on. Absolutely. I don't know if you guys heard that, but there we learned how we qualify for the race. There were two people, weren't there? One thought they were good enough. We learned that actually being good isn't enough. And this was like our tax collector was sad because he realized he wasn't good enough. That is how we run the race with God. Well, today we're talking about something really, really important because we saw in our true Bible story today, didn't we? Well, what happened at the end of our true Bible story to Jesus? Yeah? He died, didn't he? That was a bit of a shocker. Because if Jesus is our king, I'll put a little king up here, right? This is Jesus as our king. And here's Jesus, look, like we saw earlier. He died on the cross. But if he's our king and he died on the cross, how can we run the race with him? And maybe does this mean that perhaps we were wrong? Perhaps he wasn't our king after all. I'm going to take that down. But let's start by thinking about what happened in our true Bible story today. Because the Pharisees, the religious leaders, they didn't like Jesus very much, did they? And they took him before a judge. Like this one. They took him before Pilate. And Pilate was like the judge in this situation. He was the Roman governor at the time, like the leader in charge, and he made all the big decisions. Now, can anyone remember what the people who took Jesus before Pilate accused him of? This is a tricky question. I can tell you the genius didn't get this right. Yeah, at the back. It wasn't theft. Yes? Yeah, you, buddy? It's a tricky question. Go on, one more. No, it wasn't. Do you know, they accused him of being their king. That's what they accused him of. And can anyone remember When they accused him of this, they came before Pilate, the judge. What Pilate's question to Jesus was? Sorry, it's tricky. I've got lots of questions today, haven't I? Yeah? In a way, yeah. He asked him, are you the king? Are you the king? And what did Jesus say? Yes. He said, yes, that's right. And this is a really, really important point, guys, because actually in our true Bible story, this is the only time that Jesus spoke. That whole time before the judge, the only time he spoke was to say that, yes, I'm the king. That's because it's really important. But they didn't want to believe it, did they? Instead of letting him go, Pilate sent him to another ruler, Herod. Remember the one lying down? And that Herod chap, who is a bit like a leader, a bit like Pilate, but not quite as powerful, he mocked Jesus, didn't he? Dressed him up in a robe, took the mickey out of him, dressed him up in a robe to make him look like a king, said, ha ha ha, you think you're the king? Not very kind at all. Now, have you guys ever not wanted something so much that you talk about it all the time? Right, I've got an example. If I show you these, what does that make you think of? You can shout it out. Yeah, and these are pajamas. When do you
going to bed?
Do you like going to bed? Mixed reaction. Now, I tell you what, I don't like going to bed. I'm really bad at it, actually. I never have done. But I bet you, when your grown-ups get these out, you don't say, oh, okay. Certainly my children don't. I'll just pop them on, brush my teeth, and I'll go off to bed. You say things, don't you, like, oh, please, can I stay up? I was really good last night. If I stay up a bit tonight, I'll go to bed early tomorrow. Does that sound familiar? What happens is, well, I'll judge in a minute whether you're guilty or not guilty of that. But by talking about it so much, we show that really it's bedtime, isn't it? And that the Pharisees and Herod are like that here. They didn't want Jesus to be their king so badly. They talked about it loads, took the mickey out of him, tried to convince everybody else that he wasn't the king. But in doing that, really, they showed that he was their king. So I'm going to put that king crown back on Jesus. But if Jesus is our king, we still haven't found out, have we? Why did he have to die on the cross? Was it maybe because he'd done something wrong? Because after all, he went before a judge, didn't he? Maybe he was guilty. Well, let's think about what happened in our true Bible story again. I'm going to put my wig back on because Jesus goes back in front of Pilate, the judge. And Pilate, the judge, he didn't care for Jesus very much, did he? Didn't really care about him. He wasn't like the Pharisees or Herod, but he was in charge. A bit like your head teacher at your school. They're in charge, aren't they? They make all the big, important decisions. Did Pilate think that Jesus was guilty? He didn't, did he? In fact, he said, this man is innocent. He's done nothing wrong. Even Pilate, the judge, who wasn't a friend of Jesus, could see that Jesus was innocent. Imagine it's like someone at your school gets sent to the headmaster's office for doing something that they didn't do. And then the headmaster realizes that they've not done anything wrong. And they say that they're innocent. Well, then they're definitely innocent, aren't they? They're definitely not guilty. Well, it was like that here. Pilate said that Jesus was innocent. The only thing that these people could find Jesus guilty of was being their king. That's not something wrong, is it? No. They just didn't want him to be their king. So Jesus was, in fact, not guilty. He was innocent. But then that still makes us think, well, if he's the king and he's not guilty, then why did he have to die? Well, there was someone else in this story, wasn't there? Someone with a funny name at the end. We didn't see him, but they had a funny name. who had done something wrong. Can anyone remember? Isaac. Well done. Yes. Barabbas. Funny name, isn't it? Now, can anyone remember what Barabbas had done wrong? Yeah? He had. Well done. Do you know the genius couldn't remember that? He had murdered somebody. That's really bad, isn't it? So he was guilty, and he did deserve to be punished. Look, I've got a Barabbas here. Yeah. He was guilty. Now this, guys, is where something really amazing happens. We're going to go back into our true Bible story, back in front of the judge, Pilate. Because the people who didn't want Jesus as their king, they started shouting for Pilate to do something really strange, something a judge shouldn't do. They wanted Pilate to release Barabbas, the guilty man, and kill Jesus, the not guilty king. Isn't that crazy? Kill Jesus, free Barabbas. And did Pilate do it? He did, didn't he? That's exactly what he did. Jesus, though innocent, died in the place of Barabbas, the guilty. Jesus took that guilty from Barabbas. Now, I have something to show you that might help you understand this. And I think you'll like it. I'll just pop it up on here. You're going to see. There it is. So what we have here, there is, I'll get out of the way, there's Barabbas, guilty, in jail, and there's Jesus, innocent and free. And watch what happens. Do you see that? Barabbas, the guilty one, goes free. And Jesus, the innocent one, in his place, is punished. But this isn't just about Barabbas, guys. This is about us as well. Because there's an amazing thing. Jesus, like he took Barabbas' place, he takes our place as well. Because we saw yesterday, don't we? We all do things that say, shove off God. Do you remember that? I'm in charge. No to your rules. We don't want to live with God in our lives. Here we are. You might remember this this picture from yesterday. I'll put that a little bit lower, actually. There's the person saying, shove off God. And that makes us guilty like Barabbas. But Jesus, the innocent king, he took the punishment that we deserve for being guilty. He died on the cross so that we could be forgiven and made not guilty, innocent, just like him. There's us having his not guilty. And in fact, I'm going to show you. I'm going to do this again because I like this. This time to show you with us. So there's us, guilty, separated from God because we say shove off God. And there's Jesus, our King, not guilty. And this is what happens. Jesus died, was separated from God when he died, so that we, where have we gone? We could be free to run the race with him. Now you might be thinking though, well, hang on a second, why did Jesus have to die on the cross? Why couldn't we just be forgiven anyway? Well, that's a good question. Well, do you remember in the drama that granny told Bonnie and Hamish that even though she forgave them, there still had to be a punishment? Do you remember that? Well, it's the same with God. Because do you know what, actually? I'm going to put my wig back on. Because God, he's a judge. But he's not like Pilate. God is a really good judge. He's the best judge, a fair and loving judge. And he knows better than anybody what is good and what is bad. And yes, he loves and forgives us, but But because he's such a good judge, there has to be a punishment for sin. And that's why Jesus died. He took the punishment for our sin, for us saying, shove off God, so that we could be free just like Barabbas. And all we have to do for that is accept Jesus as our king and accept that we are guilty and we need Jesus to take our punishment. And then we're free to run the race with him, to live with God in our lives. And look, I've got a little person to go up there to show you that. Starting the race. But you might be thinking, well, hang on, how can we do that if Jesus is dead? That was a really sad end to the story, wasn't it? So I've got really great news for you guys, if you don't know this already, because Jesus isn't dead. Because 3 days after he died, having taken the punishment and been separated from God, he came back to life. We call that, we celebrate it in Easter. You guys might remember Easter. And that's what we celebrate then. And he does. But that means that we can run the race with him because he's alive. But there's a question for you guys to ask yourselves. A little bit like yesterday, we had a question in the envelope. It's a question for in your heads to think about. Are you running the race with Jesus as your king? And it's a big question, and it's okay to have questions about it. Grown-ups do as well, actually. And that's what, I'm going to put that person up there, because that's what they represent, us thinking, like a two-headed person deciding, do they want to be? So you'll have time in your discussion groups later on. And remember, you're never too old or young to think about this, guys. It's the most important decision that you will make in your lives. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Do you want to run the race with Jesus as your king? Yeah.